Hello.
I need to make this so people can see
this. This looks really good.
Why can't they see it?
Oh. Can you make it so that we can't see our face? Or see both of us maybe at the same time instead of just one of us?
Ooh.
That's great. I just didn't want to have you on there while you talk to me.
You know, why?
I would like this room to not be so far away from.
Yeah, it does. It does. But it would be too close if this was just like in the middle. Like if this desk was cut in the middle.
My thing is like a couch. Chair,
right,
couch.
Right. A couch would be good. This does feel like we're really far. Like one of those like.
Really far.
One of those like rich people dinners where like each person sits on one end.
I went to a rich person dinner and he got pizza.
I hate that.
How rude
if
is
you're
that?
Rich, let me live your life when I'm around.
Isn't that crazy? Like, it was pizza. It was pizza.
Don't do that.
And I will say Chloe Radcliffe and myself had to request that the gelato get opened. I don't like that.
Pizza ordered or pizza made?
Ordered. But it was like fancy pizza, like it was fat pizza. You know what I mean? Like,
still,
maybe prosciutto.
How much can a pizza be?
Not enough.
No. Yeah, I think if you're rich, you should always give me what. Like, don't be like I'm just like you. I'm poor like you.
That's
so
what
I do
was
pizza.
Happening.
You gotta be like,
yeah.
Look how good it is to be rich like me.
Or and make then, the pizza in the wood fired oven that
yes,
I know you probably have.
Hire a person. So
yeah.
It makes me feel like a chef is doing something.
Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Paper plates. I know.
Oh my God.
It really, paper plates and very much like the aesthetic of we are one of you.
I don't like that. I don't want to be, I don't want them to be one of me. That's why you made money, I thought, because you don't want to be, you know?
Or maybe they made money because they're really good at pretending to be one of us. You know what I was just doing on the way here? I was taking pictures of my 1099s and sending them to the tax person, and I was on the train, and my bag is just full of loose
1099s.
And then I was like, should I just pay to have a financial advisor? Like, that's what they want to do is just be like, give us 5% of everything you make and we'll do it. But then
wait,
I was like,
5%? Like a money manager? Yeah. Like someone who manages everything?
Which would make my life better, and I'd probably make up that money. Because
I have a financial advisor, but it's only 1%.
Yeah.
But they don't do the 1099 stuff.
What do they do?
They just do like stocks and stuff.
I'm against stocks.
You're against stocks?
Yeah. Don't believe me.
And right now we're all against stocks. Right now.
But I've been against them and I bought gold. Because it's imaginary land. And they're, listen.
Okay.
This is a bit that I'm trying to write and it's not going well.
Gold is imaginary land.
Gold is up double. Gold is up double.
Gold is just something you found on the ground,
gold?
Literally.
That's
and
real.
It has no value except that we're like, oh, look how shiny.
No.
A company makes money. And
gold.
That's more real than a gold that you're like, oh, gold's so nice.
Gold is a material that's worth something for some reason that I'm not really sure of.
My parents, for every birthday growing up, every graduation birthday, they would give us like a gold bar as a gift.
That's so cool.
Do you know
how much that would be worth if you held on to it? Did you hold on to it?
I don't know where it is. My parents still have it in like a locker somewhere.
Yeah.
But they would never sell gold. They're very against selling gold. They're like, you hold on to it.
Yeah.
Forever, unless like
I've
the economy collapses.
I've held on to mine for 3 years and it's doubled.
I will say, you know why they're like that?
Why?
Is because when they had to leave Nepal, I think they were like, gold was like the most important. Like,
take
so
the gold.
They have that thing in them where it's like, when you flee,
and mine
with
is
the gold.
Rodent. Take
right.
The shiniest thing. To rub it.
Yeah, but you have to. But a stock. Just do like. You should get a financial advisor.
No. I don't believe in any of it.
Advisor.
And Gail,
no
it's
financial
literally.
It's going to be like gold.
It's up. And y'all
of
are down.
Of course it's up. It's always. Yeah, when we're down. When stocks are down, gold is up. Because everyone's like uncertainty. Like, what should I hold on to? What can I bury in my backyard or whatever?
Gold.
Because no one trusts banks.
Yeah.
But. That's not forever.
It is forever.
What are you going to do with your gold?
Sell it later. Really, what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to put it into a little account for my niece to have it just slowly grow for her. So then when she gets
get
older,
her stocks
it. No!
And it will slowly grow and you'll never have to think about it.
They're forcing me to participate in these companies that I don't want anything to do with.
You could get the good ones. You can be like, hey, I want to do like ethical stocks.
Really?
They have like ethical stocks, like in companies that are like,
those are
whatever, doing environment. Yes, they're going to fail.
Yeah.
I would never do that. But Some people do that.
What? So what do you have? A little S&P 500? A little indie 500?
I have no idea. The reason I got him is because I was like, for a second, I was like Robin Hood. And that was a mess because I would just like, but everything I would just put
in
something.
Wow, you're such
and then,
a boy. You were Robin Hooding it.
I was watching the numbers go up. And then when I was telling the financial, when I had a first meeting with him, he was like, so where's like your, like what accounts do you have? And I was like, I have like Wealthfront. That's like my whatever. And then I have a, just like a pile of just cash that I wasn't doing. Because you make no money back on cash.
Right.
Don't hold on to cash.
I'm not trying to make money back on it. I'm trying to hold on to it and not have people take it away from me. And everybody wants to take it away.
Don't hold it on. Don't hold on to it as cash.
What do I hold on to it as? I bought a house.
Okay, yes. Buy a house. Right?
I grew up in a world where if you go and you gamble, you're a drug addict. I don't want to gamble. I'm trying to... It's like white trash to me to gamble. You know what I mean?
But some other guy's doing it. That's his whole profession.
Who the fuck is he?
He's making money off of gambling. That's all he does. It's like a professional poker player.
I would rather play poker. I would rather sit and play poker, win my money, take it,
put
it in my account, hold it.
That's bad. It's bad.
That's gambling.
Yes, that's gambling.
But at least let me gamble. At least let me chain smoke indoors and gamble money. I don't want to give it to some fucking dork to just do it behind my back while he loses. That's not fun. Let me put money on things.
It's definitely not fun.
Yeah.
Okay, get gold. Get a treasure chest.
Yeah.
And now that you have a house, bury it somewhere in the backyard.
And put all my little things in
it. Yeah, and then put like maybe pearls.
Pearls. Shells.
Not diamond. No. Diamond's like a car. The minute you leave the lot, it's not worth anything.
Really?
I mean, it's like the minute when you sell a used diamond, it's not the same as like when you buy it.
You know why I didn't go with the financial advisor? Because she was wearing this huge diamond.
That means she's doing great.
I was like, take it off. Because I don't want to see that you're doing great. I want, my mom's accountant is a little fucking vole who's in a little office surrounded by papers. And I'm like, that's what I want. I don't trust this rich bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she was like, don't worry. We'll take care of everything so you can just keep being whatever that is. You know? And I was like.
And then you're doing your rat thing.
Yeah.
You're scurrying with your rodent shiny
gold
stuff.
Yeah.
Do rodents do that?
Yeah. Gold to a raccoon, they gotta love that shit.
Gold to a raccoon.
They gotta love that shit. They gotta. I don't like.
It's like poetry. Gold to a raccoon.
Yeah. What is gold to a raccoon? I think they just like to. You know, otters have a pocket where they.
Did you do this? Did you do your forehead?
Oh, no. I didn't.
Let me tell you.
Did you know otters have a special pocket in their skin where they keep a rock that they keep for their whole life?
Oh, yes. I have heard this. I always hear like cute things about otters. And then is it like an otter who rapes a seal or like a seal?
They don't rape. Dolphins rape.
No, I think either a seal or an otter rape the other one. It's either like.
That doesn't turn me
off. It's either like a seal raped a baby otter or an otter raped a baby seal. I don't remember which way it goes.
It is something like
that. Yeah, it's something like
that. I'm assuming the seal got raped. It's pretty immobile. The otter has.
The otter has a rock.
Yeah.
It's using it as a ship.
That's why they have the rock. Yeah. No, here's what happened. So
you went yesterday.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
We were at the cellar, dear readers. Mm-hmm. What's that from, dear readers? Dear readers.
From like a lot of books.
Yeah. When we were tweens.
Oh. Or like probably like a captain's log or something.
Dear readers. Oh, yeah. There something it is. Like yes. Yeah. Yes. So we were at the cellar, me, you, Caitlin. Caitlin was like, just get Botox because it is preventative of the forever lines. Mm-hmm. Right. So then I was like, oh, that makes sense. Just like get Botox a little bit here and there. And then when you're older, you'll have less lines.
Yes.
But then I looked it up.
What?
I started ChatGPTing it. Uh-huh. And it's like it paralyzes your muscles and then the second it wears off, all those lines are back. Like it doesn't.
Yes, you do have to keep doing it. But that's why you do.
Yeah, but you can't move. Anything that removes the lines, like that this line right there which is the problem.
Right.
I couldn't go like this or like this, which is for my comedy crucial.
Right.
You know what I mean? I have to. And I would feel really scared if I couldn't.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
But then if you tried it and then you couldn't move it, like if they put too much, then isn't it nice that it wears off and then your lines will come back anyways?
Yeah, but you know what my issue is? I thought it was like You know how you put lotion on and that helps soothe your skin so that it, yeah. I thought it was like that. I thought it was like it helps the long-term effects.
Right.
It only helps so long as you're doing it. And okay. I don't want to do anything forever. Like even the fact that I have to take Prozac kind of wigs me out.
But if you do preventative...
It doesn't, it's not real. That's a, that
it's is not
a
real?
Fake. Yes.
That's what ChatGPT said?
Yes.
I'm going tomorrow.
Well, we'll see what happens. But you have bangs and you don't do really weird faces.
I don't. My face is pretty much like this.
If I were you, I would do it. But half of my comedy, half of my punchlines are me going, you know, like, and that's all I have. I'm not like you where I write perfectly articulate jokes. At the end, I just go, so anyway, and they go, oh, okay. It's really good for the tourists. They're like, oh, yeah, we know.
Like, but, we don't speak any English, yeah. But we see her face.
But I thought it was like, because you saw Caitlin's face the other day look so smooth.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I'm just like permanently, because of how much I move my face, I'm creating these deep lines and that will stop it.
I do think as a performer, it's probably not a good idea.
Right.
Yeah.
If I wasn't a performer, I don't know though. It's, but I also like, my mom has never gotten any work done mm-hmm. and she looks so good. She looks like all of her lines even look cool.
Uh-huh. I think your lines also look cool. Thanks. Like when you do this, it looks good.
You don't have any. You're 19.
Yeah, you gotta get it.
They're gonna tell you you don't need it. Also, what do you?
What?
I mean, the only reason I would get it, you know how people get the deep lines here? Uh-huh. I would get it for those where people get that.
Well, the thing is, I'm like, I booked this appointment, and then now I'm like,
I just said I'm not doing it.
Now is not a. So, did they make you pay the thing?
I don't think so. Did okay. they take your card?
Yes.
Oops. Then I did pay a thing. Shit.
Did they take my card? I think so. Yeah. I think they were like, you. Canceling before 24 hours or something is like $50, which I might still have 24 hours because it's tomorrow. Yeah, I can still decide.
But I want you to do it and let me know what happens.
Okay, I will do it, but I'm going to do a tiny, tiny bit.
Yeah. Because
I also was like, now is not a good time for me to be spending money on Botox. Like, yeah. I am so poor right now.
Really?
Like, I keep getting like all these bills that I've never gotten. And I'm like,
what are they?
It's just like, well, Edinburgh has been really expensive, yeah. So that's...
What do you do in Edinburgh? A one-woman show?
No, just you're stand-up.
Out? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
Did Ari tell you to do that?
No.
Who made you?
I've been thinking about Edinburgh for a long time, and then I was like, it'll just be nice to be in Scotland for a month, I think, and
you're just
whatever.
Constantly trying to escape Tommy, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm constantly trying to get
literally
away from it.
You climbed Machu Picchu. Was it? Where did, what did you climb?
No, but I was putting on this jacket today and then I thought of how you're like, is that from Machu Picchu? That's from Machu Picchu, right? And then I was like, it's not from Machu Picchu.
Wait, where did you climb?
Kilimanjaro.
Yeah, you just want to escape.
And then I'm going to Alaska in June
for what?
To climb a mountain.
Which one?
It's called like I don't remember. It's like a native name, but it's not a big one. It's just like you just learn technical skills.
Like what?
Like ice picking.
Whoa.
Like you do the picking things and then you do like you camp on a glacier and then you do like the carabiner stuff, like that you hold on to a rope or whatever.
Are you climbing at all?
Yes, you can summit. If you feel up to it, you can summit. But
and do you rock climb?
No.
You'd like it.
I do. I have gone before and I really like it, but it's just like inconvenient, like in the city to go.
Everybody does it.
Don't know.
It's like a hot girl
where
thing.
To go. Where do you go?
Vital. People go to Vital.
I know, but there's a Vital in Brooklyn and then there's a Vital in Upper East.
I don't know.
I think there's like a smaller Vital in Upper East. My ex used to go to Vital and it does sound really, because they have like a sauna and they have an outdoor shower.
Mm. Wow. Mm. What?
Yeah.
Like in the street of Manhattan?
Yeah, I think in the Brooklyn one. Because isn't Vital the one right across the street from the gutter?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just know everybody, like comics are really starting to get into it.
I really like it, but...
I used to do it actually outside with my ex.
I'm not going to go to Brooklyn, climb, and then go to work.
Yeah.
I just have to go somewhere close to
work. But you're going to climb in Alaska. You'll be using ice picks to get to like locomote, traverse that way.
Yeah.
Vertically. I mean, horizontally. And then if you want to go vertically, you can.
Yeah. But like rock climbing is more like, I feel like that's made for you to like find spots
yeah,
and this whatever.
This is like,
you're going to, I think, make a spot. Honestly, I've never done it.
But it's not dangerous.
It's not dangerous. They're not going to let me die.
They won't let you die. Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, yeah.
So is, and every time, and when you go on one of these things, there's like a guy with you. Mm-hmm. What, and what does this come from?
And we fuck.
And you fuck. I know,
and
Dylan.
Tommy does not know.
You love Dylan. And Tommy doesn't like doing this stuff?
I feel like he's like an outdoorsy guy, but I don't think he's like interested. Sometimes comics are like, I'm not going to take 2 weeks off to go do a thing where there is no comedy and there is no, you know, it's just. But I want to do that. I want to not be doing comedy all the time.
Yeah, because it sucks.
Yeah, I need an outlet. Comedy used to be an outlet, and now it's just stressful all the time, and it's like,
Yeah.
And I need to go out there, not be on my phone. You can't be on your phone.
Really?
But yeah.
Wow.
For all of Kilimanjaro, it's like, maybe I use my phone like 3-4 times. It's whenever you would get service. And then the rest of the time, you just don't have your phone.
And, yeah. Is it, but like my outlet is I go home, I hang out with my niece, I work on my house that I bought, I do carpentry.
That's so nice. Yeah.
Yeah, but you like going to extreme outdoor, is there an adrenaline thing?
Yeah, probably, right? I'm also scared of heights, and I really like that being like, I'm so afraid right now.
Yeah,
you know?
So it is
like,
an adrenaline thing.
Yeah, I'm so scared.
Are you afraid of that you'll jump off?
Yes.
Me too.
I especially on a building.
Yeah.
And like now I'm really scared because my apartment is like on the 18th floor and I'm like, am I going to jump off this thing?
Dude, my apartment's on the fourth floor and I'm when I moved in, I was like, I don't know if I can take this place. I was like, I'm.
Jumping off your fourth floor apartment is very funny.
It's worse than 18 because you might
just.
Break
your arms or something. You're not going to die.
But yeah, I don't know if I could live on a high. I mean, I think I would have to live with somebody, but I can barely
stop you all the time.
I can barely go on like a, like when people are like, I'm having a rooftop party. I'm like, I won't be going.
Really?
Yeah. Unless there's like, I might stop in, but I can't hang for long.
That's like the thing. What is it? They call it like the call of the void or whatever.
The call of the void.
Down.
Impetus of the.
Go down.
I wrote down what it's called. It's called the. Something with the word imp.
Impetus of the.
Fuck. I forget what it was. I think it was Tommy Pope who told me what it was called.
Oh.
But it's like, yeah, there's something. But I have it with everything. I mean, I have it with, like, when I was at that dinner, I thought I was going to bite the famous people.
Right, because you have, like, intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, intrusive thoughts is a weird way to. I guess it is intrusive thoughts, but it's also like. It's just the idea that, like, I can't do something, so then I want to start doing it. Or, like, I'm worried. Have you ever read, like, I only read the first part of Infinite Jest, because then I stopped because it overwhelmed me.
I did, too.
It's, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Where he's, like, is talking to the whole board about why he should go to that college, and then they're like, what are you even saying? And he becomes incoherent, and they are like, he's a creature.
Yes.
That's what I'm always worried is going to happen, that people are going to be like, oh, shit, Jordan's out of touch.
Yeah.
But then like last night I was passing out because I was watching
sleeping.
No.
What?
Fainting.
Oh my god.
Well, I was watching the movie. I was watching the show The Pit.
Uh-huh. Oh, I could not watch that show.
Yeah, well, I didn't really know what I was in for, and they showed something that I really cannot see.
Yeah.
And I started fainting. But then I was just imagining eating key lime pie.
Uh-huh.
Really slowly, and it really helped. And I do think that, like, if I was on a rooftop party and somebody was like, there's gummy bears.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, all right. Well,
you need, like, a little anchor to be like, look, there's still good things in life.
Food.
Yeah.
It needs to be food.
Here's something good.
Yeah. But you have that. You're worried about jumping off your.
Yes. But
just by.
Okay. But in a mountain, I think it's different because you're so in, like, survival mode that you're no longer like, I'm going to jump off this thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like the safety of a building. Is what's making me be like, what if I just jumped off? Like, what, you know, it's like so safe and like catered.
But a mountain, you could jump off.
Being a person, yes, but there you're kind of like, you have a mission in mind to be like, I need to survive. Like, it's almost like some instinct kicks in that's more primal than being on a building.
Does it?
Like, a building doesn't feel like you're. You know, it's just like
yeah, it's like it would be like that, and people would be like, "Where'd she go?"
Yeah,
and you'd be dead.
Yeah, and it'd be gone. You'd be gone. But on a mountain, you're like, "I'm dying to survive." You know, it's like everything in me is like being challenge so that I make it out. It almost feels like if I died here, I would look like a pussy.
Yes. But
if I died on a building, it would kind of be like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
You know, it's like an opposite feeling.
Well, the only thing that gets me, that makes me comforted when I'm on the mountain is if I fall,
uh-huh,
I will just roll.
Yes, yes. It's not a steep fall.
It's not a steep fall. I'll just roll. I'll hit a branch and then somebody will have to fucking come get me.
Yeah.
But
and that's embarrassing.
And that's a lot of seconds of choices to be like, I'm still rolling. Now I have to roll again. Whereas the building is one choice, which I don't like. I don't like the one button.
Yeah.
Don't touch that, you know?
And it's also like, you know how you always hear like people who jump off a bridge, they'll be like, if they survive, they'll be like, the moment I left the bridge.
Yeah.
I would feel that way, fucked up, you know?
It's so weird. I used to like be so like okay with death. Like when I, like a few years ago, I was so okay with it. And now recently I've been like, I don't want to die. And I, like in airplanes when it gets all fucked up, I'm like, oh shit, I actually don't.
Do you feel like it's because your life's gotten better?
I think it's that I got a dog.
Okay.
And I don't, she's usually with me and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, what if something happens to her?
But I do think my life has gotten better. And I also think that I like want less revenge on people. Like before it was like, if I die, so many people will be sorry. You know what I mean?
And
now I have less of that.
Yes. I used to like, whenever there was turbulence in a plane, I would be like, this is like being in a roller coaster.
Yes.
Like it feels like thrilling, but I'm not scared for my, and now before we even take off, I'm like,
why is that?
I don't want to, I think because I like my life.
You think that's what it is?
It's not that I didn't like my life before, but it wasn't like, you know, it's like when things are going well, you're like, now it's a tragedy. Like before it's just
relief.
An event. Yeah. Whatever it happened. But now it's like, oh, it was so promising. Like, you know, I just don't like the idea of someone in my funeral being like, oh, tragedy. It's just.
Yeah. I mean, I feel the same way where as it's taking off, I'm like, can you please not crash? And it used to be like.
Yeah. I don't.
I used to have jokes about it when people would freak out. I'd be like, oh, yeah, are you having that good of a time on the planet?
Yeah.
And I do think it was. Yeah, it's weird. But what I'm worried about is the older you get, the scarier you are of dying.
Yeah, that could also just
That's what I'm really worried about. But
I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't know if my. Trying to think of older people. Are they actually more scared than they were when they were younger? Well, like, obviously. Okay. One, when I was younger, I didn't think anything could kill me.
Yeah.
That was the other thing. Is like, I would just put myself in a situation where it'd be like so dangerous.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah.
And now when I look back on it, I'm like, a little part of me sometimes is like, did I die there? And now I'm just living like some kind of like a comatose dream because it seems so crazy that I wouldn't have died in that situation.
Yes.
You know?
I know. I think about how much I drove that motorcycle over the bridge into Manhattan. I had no idea how to drive a motorcycle. And I was just like, I'll learn over the Manhattan Bridge.
That's crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah. And then Kenny died. And now I'm like, I haven't gotten on the motorcycle. I'm just like, but I'm worried that it is. I'm worried. You know what it might be? It might be like when you die at 27, you're a 27 club.
Yeah.
You're like a young death.
Yeah.
And now it's like.
Right.
Now people die and you see what happens. Like you watch people actually die and you see that they're forgotten in a month. People stop talking about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh shit. This wouldn't be a big romantic tragedy. This would be like one of a bunch of people that died at 33 or whatever. Yeah. Which is
sadder.
It's
sadder to be forgotten so easily.
Yeah.
Like an 18-year-old, they get like a high school gym named after them.
Yes.
You know?
At least he's a
football player who died and then it's like, whoa. And then that same 18-year-old dies like 5 years later, no one even remembers.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's very interesting how that happens, but I don't want it to continue. Like, if I'm 70, I want to be like playing with death.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like trying not to break any bones.
It's also weird. I've never even like cursorily considered suicide. Like, I've never been, you know.
Wow.
In that. Yeah. I've never even thought like. Like, okay, I've been, like, hungover and been like, I wish I was dead.
Yeah.
But never, like, I'm going to kill myself, you know, like.
But haven't you been worried about it in the sense, but you've worried about it in the sense of the jumping off?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's weird to me because I'm like, why? But if you're not suicidal, why do you keep putting yourself in situations that are, like, like you driving through the bridge is like, it's not suicidal, but it's not, you know, recommended.
It felt a little suicidal. I remember being like, this is your level of depression is so much that you're slightly hoping something happens.
Right. You're like, I don't care if something.
Yeah.
Like, I used to make a lot of those choices where it's like.
Yeah.
I don't like I.
But like, is that suicidal? I mean, what is suicidal is it can be many different things. One, it could be.
It's not ideation, at least, like, because they're always like, do you have suicidal ideations? And I'm like, I don't have ideations. I'm not like planning a thing.
No.
But I am making choices that you could say show like a lack of value of your life, you know?
Right. But I think that maybe that's the problem, is that the way that we talk about suicide is ideations. Like, are you right. plotting for it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I do think that when I first got the motorcycle, there was a suicidal thing. I also think I drove it without a helmet. Like, I think I was like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And I was like, I would show up at the cellar and Esty would be like, what is going, you cannot, you know what I mean? That's not okay. And like, I do think.
And I used to get off on that when someone would be like, that's not okay. I would kind of be like, I love that you think that that's not okay.
But I think that the like alcohol abuse, the like drug abuse, I think all of that, those are suicidal tendencies. We just don't view them as that.
Those are depressive tendencies.
Yeah.
For sure. You're not like drinking that much because you're so happy with your life, you know?
Yes.
But you do stop drinking because you are kind of happy with your life. And so that makes not drinking a lot easier when you can be like, I actually like my life, so why am I doing this other thing that, you know, is like unnecessary or whatever?
But I think that when people are like, for example, if somebody's like, I checked myself into the mental institution because I thought I was going to kill myself. Yeah. I think what they're experiencing is I thought I was going to jump off the thing.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that is a big part of it, where you're like a healthy minded person is like, I would never do that. I don't want to die.
Yeah.
But for people who have fucked up brains like you and I, it's like, I don't want to die. But I also don't trust myself to the level that I might not kill myself.
Yes. I don't want to die. But every choice I make.
Yes.
You could put it on paper and be like, she's trying to die.
And my brain might be trying to die because it's telling me I might jump off my 18 story balcony.
Yeah.
So I think that like. Yeah, I think
like
that
I have to put preventative measures on my balcony.
Yeah.
So that
are you going to do it?
I'm going to put like a higher. I'm going to put a higher railing.
What? How low is it?
It's not that low. It's like a normal railing.
I thought you weren't going to put the higher. I thought you were like, I don't have to do that.
Like, I don't have to do it. But now, like, because I'm not like planning. Because I was worried that I'd be drunk and I would jump off. And that's like really scary. And so I'm just not drinking.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to do it because I am like just looking down is creeping me out.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, well, it's just going to stop creeping me out if I just do this.
The balcony comes up to here?
Yeah. It's like a normal balcony.
I would feel the same way. Like, it makes you nauseous.
It makes me a little nauseous.
Can you?
I am a little, I don't know.
Pussy?
Yeah. I'm kind of like, well, on one side, you would just fall into someone else's balcony. So that's fine. That part's fine. But then on the other side, you fall onto Third Avenue.
Oh.
And that's not as good.
Okay. What if you did like a shit ton of like plants?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the other thing I was thinking is instead of, because I don't know if you're actually allowed to, because it's a co-op, put a higher railing. So I might do like one of those like plants that are like shrub, like a bush basically around it. That would also help. I'm also worried that like sometimes you're just kind of, you're not drunk, but sometimes you're on shrooms or something, you know? And it's not like you're going to jump on shrooms, but it's like, why would I even have this to be scared of? Like, I don't want to be scared in my house. So
I think you have to do mushrooms not in your house.
Yeah, this house seems like it's more and more like a trap.
Well, I think you have mushrooms are literally supposed to be grounded. You should be on the ground. Like when people do mushrooms when they fly, I'm like, you're an insane person.
Who does that?
All the time. All the time.
Who?
I did I have friends who are like, I had
edible in a plane?
Yeah.
That's people are like, so crazy.
Jake will be like, I took an edible, not mushrooms, but he'll be like, I took an edible before we. And I'm like, you're stuck in a tube.
Yeah, you're
in
stuck
the air.
In a tube.
How could you do this?
Like right now I live on the third floor and the other night I did shrooms. Got too high too quickly. Like I don't know how it happened, but then we came back home and we're just like laughing, hanging out, and it's late and then we're about to go to bed at like 6 a.m. or whatever. And then suddenly I was like, I am in the city. And it felt so gross. Do you know
awful.
What I mean?
You're
like, oh, like, and you
when I'm on mushrooms, I look up and I see like, I'll look up at the buildings and I'll see how many people are stacked in there if you removed the walls. And I'd be like, just oh, people so are everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. And I just suddenly felt like surrounded and then like,
you're not supposed like to do them move, in the city.
You know, but I'm always in the city. So it's like, when would I do it?
When you go to freaking somewhere else.
When I go to Alaska.
Yes.
Yeah, but then you don't want to be on shrooms on the mountain because like,
you know. I mean, you make a trip. You go up, you know, you go somewhere else. You.
But the thing is, when I'm camping and I'm doing that, it's like, then I'm like, serial killers. Serial killers will come get me.
Maybe just don't do mushrooms.
You ever think about that? Up until then, I had such a good time. It was like, it's so fun and it's so nice. But
mushrooms tell you when you've had enough. Like, I did mushrooms for years, and now when I do them, they're like, maybe you should stop. We gave you a lot of time. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you've had your moment.
Yeah.
I do. Okay. Every time I do it, it is kind of like, I kept having these like really like disgusting imagery, you know, like
that's blood intrusive thoughts.
And
yeah,
like whatever and gore. And I was like trying to stop myself from having it. And then I was like, whatever, I'll just cycle through it. And then it would cycle out of it. Like your brain automatically kind of cycles. They're like, oh, this isn't creeping her out for some reason. And so then it's like, okay, what about this other loop of thoughts? And then I was like, oh, that's kind of, if I just let my thoughts be, I will cycle out of every emotion.
Yeah.
And I will get over it.
Yeah.
And that's like a good, so shrooms, even when you are having a bad time, you're kind of like
learning.
Yes. Yeah. I'm like, this is part of my life. It's like, I will have a bad thought. It will feel bad. And then when it's over, you know.
I had this realization once that because I had the same thing where I would get bombarded by these disgusting visuals. Uh-huh. Not on mushrooms, just my waking life. Yay! And I realized one day, I was like, you know what I've been thinking is that these are a filing cabinet full of horrific things.
Yeah.
But in reality, it's one at a time. You know what I mean? Your brain. So they would come in one at a time, and I'd be like, I can handle one at a time.
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yes, yes, yes.
It's not like I'm in a war zone. My friend died. There's blood over there. It's literally my brain being like showing me a retarded slideshow. Yes. And I'm like, one at a time.
Like a slideshow because you're like, we will get to the next one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
It's like waves. Like
it's waves.
When you look at oceans, you're like, that's so many waves.
Yeah.
How would I possibly get into the ocean?
Yes.
But the waves only come one at a time.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
It's like you just cycle through these waves.
And, I have that thought.
And then there's ebbs and flows, so it's fine.
Yeah. Know? I have that thought all the, like every morning I wake up and it's like, you have to do this thing for stand up. You're going to have to record the special. You have to make sure that, and I'm like, I literally am one person, which means I will do one thing at a time. And that's it.
And it's so funny because like, sometimes I'll be like, I'm one person and I have this many things to do. And then suddenly I'll be like, and I have such a tiny body.
Yeah.
Like how is my tiny person going to do all these things?
It's like, crazy.
I need so much help with this. And nobody is there to help. It's just.
Yeah. Well, I was watching this guy walk around the other day. He was probably like, he was like 6'7". Uh-huh. And he was like big.
Yeah.
And he was you're eating.
Like, he could do my to-do list in a day. Right.
Get it done so fast. But he was like huge guy. And he had an ice cream cone, the end of it. Like just the tip, and he was eating it up here, and I was like, wow, he's just like a brain with this like holster feeding the brain, and the body is just like, so in reality,
a giant meat bag,
just a meat bag walking this brain around, being like, where are we going? And I was like, wow. And so not only is it my body is small, but it's just this control panel that's doing everything, which is crazy. I think that's why for me the boxing, for you the climbing and stuff feels so good because you're just like, it's only one of us at a time. It's either brain or body.
Yeah.
You choose.
Yes.
So and when the body
turn off your brain when you're doing these physical things, you're like, so I don't need my brain for this in the same way.
Yes.
And like, I honestly feel like sometimes when you're in the city or like, it's all brain.
It's all brain.
Like, it's all constant brain. Cause nothing, like your physicality is not being used at all. So then our job is also like brain.
It's brain. It's being like, I acted in that thing and I was like, oh my God, stand up is so hard because acting, you're literally just like, I'm going to give you a different brain and you're going to be this person. Yeah. Whereas stand up is like pull from every single past history, future possible thing and then make everybody understand what you're saying. And I was
and like why you are the way you are or whatever. It's yeah. Like, it always feels like no one asked us to be like pulled through your life. But it's like, it's weird if I go on stage and say all these things and I'd never give you context for why I am like this. Like, I got to tell you something about why
or I'm just like explaining this, you know? What you're feeling about the thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like, otherwise, I have to get like, everybody in this room to see what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Whereas like acting, it's just like I have to get whoever I'm acting with to see what I'm seeing.
It's like, I think we both know comics who seem boring, even with like really good jokes. And sometimes I'm like, I'm very boring. But I think that's because they lack that thing where it's, they're not telling us who they are.
Yeah.
And so these are like really good jokes, but then it feels like, but then at the end, what did I get out? Like, I didn't feel like that was your personality at all. It just felt like
right.
these were really good jokes. And now I'm bored for some reason, you know?
Well, and I just, I mean, I would feel like I would have a higher taste if my comedy taste was like, that's a well-written joke and very appropriate. And, but I much prefer when I watch comedy to be like when I watch you, it's like, you're like too smart for your britches, slightly depressed, you know, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're like this like way too smart cutie who's like angry at everything and thinks everything's gay and stupid, you know, which is awesome. And for me, it's like this feral creature.
Yes.
Masquerading
as a
woman.
Watching you is like, it really does feel like watching like a creature on stage.
Thank you.
It feels like you're like almost trying to get out of the stage.
Yeah.
It's like the stage is not big enough for you, for like what's inside you. And it feels very interesting to watch.
Thank you. Yeah. I am trying to escape at all times. Yeah. They said that for my special, they're like, we want to put a thrust out, which like goes into the audience. And I was like, bro, every time I'm on stage, I'm up against the back wall and I'm like, but
like cornered animal.
Yeah. Yeah. But it is very like, that's what I've loved is like Robin Williams or Jim Carrey or like even like Bill Cosby, who would like, which is fucked up, but he would like create weird characters that I really liked, or people who are dry, like Mitch Hedberg.
Yes.
Is so dry, but you know exactly who you're dealing with.
Yes.
And you get
There's a personality to every like one liner or whatever.
Totally. Yeah. And you know that like dating him would be the same way.
Yes.
And it would be a nightmare.
Yeah. It would be a nightmare.
Or
yeah,
like Simonson is like that. Daniel, you can watch for hours because you're I can't believe this guy just wakes up this guy every day.
I know.
Yeah.
And then whenever a crowd doesn't like him, I'm like,
you don't
I fucking
anything.
Hate all of you. Like, you guys are so dumb. You don't
I flipped
understand.
Out. I flipped out the other day because we had this horrible audience and somebody, they were just like talking through a set. Uh-huh. They were talked all through mine and I didn't get mad. And then they talked through Simonson's and I just was like, why are they even still in here? What is going on? Because you're like, it makes you feel like, you're working in front
if,
of just...
If he's not doing well, and then one time he was... Like, the crowd was really bad, and then I had to go up, but I was already so mad at them. You know when you get on stage and you're like, you clearly don't appreciate comedy.
Yeah.
So, like, why are you here then?
Yeah.
You know, like, what is this about?
I know. I get so hostile with the tourists sometimes. It's the Aussies.
Fuck
Aussies, dude. I'm sorry if you're Australian, but boy, howdy, you got to get better at watching comedy.
I mean, they're. I feel like every Aussie is like a drunk who's like
who thinks that they're adorable.
The yeah, they're like
they're all the Americans
important.
Love me because I say gnar, and I'm like, bro, we've heard it, and it's I'm sick of
we've
it.
We've been here, and this is, and they're also annoying. Not just in America, they're annoying everywhere you go. There's like every hostel I've stayed at has like an Australian group that you're like, God, you guys are such a problem.
What?
Such
Why
a problem.
Is that? I mean, I had three Aussies in the front row the other day that every comic was like. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. What's wrong with you? And they're like,
rah, 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 rah.
It was crazy. I had one girl try and fuck me and Chloe the other day. She came up into the balcony and she's like, are you guys, how do I do an Australian accent?
I don't know. I have never.
Are you dating? Are you
That's good.
Down under. Are you all dating? And we were like, no. And she just wouldn't leave us alone. The entire Fat Black closed down. And we were like, you have to leave. And then Chloe at one point was like, oh, you know what I think is going on? I think you can't leave until we like you. And she was like, yeah, I've never had American. And we were like, never going to happen. And I think that's what it is they have this like.
The two of you are also not the like.
No.
Like the way I am, I would give it to her. Like
I
would kind of give it to her. But
yeah, I was actually trying to give it to her a little bit to get her out of there. But Chloe, power to her, I thought was so funny, was being like. I'll never like you. And I was like, oh my God. It was actually sick.
I love
sick.
That.
Yeah,
I can't,
it was good.
I can't.
No, I was like, you're very cute, but we don't want to talk to you. I was like that.
We're done.
It was, yeah, but they're brutal. But yeah, sometimes yeah. I feel like that. That's why I got to just like switch around where I do. Because then I'll do my audience and it just is like, there's so much room for the creature yeah. shit. But then you go to a club and you're like, oh, you guys, yeah. you guys are worried for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hate when they get worried for you. Oh, that's the worst.
Or like feel bad for you. Like you're immediately like, they feel like they're such normal people that they're now seeing someone who's so like wounded or something. And you're just like, oh my God, I feel bad for you because I find you very boring.
Yeah.
You know, but you never think of your life that way. Yeah. You think your life is like normal.
They just came
great.
To watch a really well-dressed black comic
yes.
do stand up
yes.
about white people. Yeah. That's what they want.
And they love that.
They love yes. that.
They love that.
They love it.
Yeah. They're like, you're showing us the mirror. And I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
To all. In June 2024, a teenager attended a music festival and never returned.
Miles and miles away from where he was staying, up a mountain.
He wasn't gone 3 days and turned into Pablo Escobar.
The online sleuths had lost sight of this was somebody's son.
The disappearance of Jay Slater on Channel 4. Stream now.
All the guys out there, when's the last time you took a good look at your balls? Riddle me that. One man gets diagnosed with testicular cancer every single hour. So it's worth checking down there. April is National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, and Manscaped has partnered with Testicular Cancer Society to bring you a bundle you don't want to miss. And you better not miss that lump in your bundle, you know what I mean? The TCS Ball Hero Bundle includes the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra in purple and a pair of boxers 2.0 or a pair of the boxers 2.0 in a cool camo purple design. I use Manscaped. I am not a man. They just sent me the purple one at the lawnmower. I also have the Meridian. I love both of them. I don't like using a razor. I don't like they have to pull your shit taut. I don't like they have to see your boobs do the weird thing. So I just buzz it and get the fuck out of there. My friends told me to get it. My northern hairy friends were like, just get the Manscaped thing. It does really work. I actually really use this and have bought them with my own money, even though I do their ads. And I love them, so you really should get them. And it's good. They even have guards on them, so you don't have to worry about snipping a labe, dude. They have guards, and you really don't need to get the close shave because you don't get any ingrown hairs. You just bzzz, and you kind of feel cool, like you're shaving out your beard. Never mind. Okay. Personal endorsement. With Manscaped 30-day money-back guarantee, there's nothing to lose. Encourage the men in your life to perform a simple routine self-checks while enjoying Manscaped products designed for everyday use. Hey, I'll check you out. I'll check your balls. I love playing with balls, not in a sexual way. I just like to touch them. Crazy. The skin? Amazing. Get your bundle while supplies last and help raise awareness for testicular cancer. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code RIPJJ at manscaped.com. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn more about how to check yourself or make a donation to TC Society today to save lives and balls. So that's 20% off using code RIPJJ at manscaped.com. Do it. It helps me out to do it. Try it. Ladies, it really is. I do it all the time. I do it. That's the only thing I do. I have no razors anymore. I'm not doing the razors. I don't shave my legs, but, you know, that's just do it. Use my code. Thanks. Enjoy the show. This is a good one. Bye. What? That went so fast. What was that, 40 minutes?
Whoa.
I have to go do a Adult Swim voiceover thing, which is fun.
Oh.
Talk about creatures.
Adult Swim voiceover for what?
Just where I do a little creature's voice.
Oh. Voiceover gigs sound so awesome.
It's my first one.
I asked them to stop sending me those because I was like, hey, unless they want a very specific accent, they're not going to want me.
Yeah.
Like,
you do have an accent.
I do have an accent.
When did you move here?
When I was 12.
Oh, 12?
Yeah.
From?
Nepal.
What's Nepal like?
I grew up in like Kathmandu, so it was like, I don't know. It's hard to describe, I guess. It's just a normal place when you grow up there.
Yeah.
But it's, I guess, kind of conservative, and now it's less so.
Do you speak?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be crazy. I had 12 years there. Yeah.
Napolese?
Yeah, Napoli or Napolese. The other night you go, when you were like, is this from Machu Picchu? And then I was like, no, I think it's made in Nepal, actually. And you're like, and what are you from?
And where were you made? Yeah. And you're like, yeah, same place. I was like, okay. Wait, what does it sound like? Can I hear it? Can you say something?
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
Whatever you want.
Okay, ki ta means like, how are you?
Ki ta. It's like Thai.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's like a sort of, it's closer to Hindi.
Okay.
But it has like influences from China a little bit, because some of the words are like, ta is like not really a sound you make in Hindi, I guess.
Oh, okay. And do you go back?
I went back in 2016. I haven't been back since.
Do you have friends and family there?
Yeah, I have family there still.
So they all just moved here at, you were 12?
No, my parents moved when I was like 8 or 9. And then I was still in Nepal.
Who were you with?
Boarding school.
Oh.
Yeah.
With 12 you moved? That's such a bad age.
It's such a bad age to move.
Were you fucked up and all your friends were there and you were just starting to get boobs and stuff?
Yeah, and I got my period after I came to America. Woo. I was at an all-girl school like my whole life, the same school. So I'd like never made a friend.
Except do you for know those what girls.
I mean? Like when I was in first grade, I made friends. And then after that, never had to make a friend again, because you're just like living with the same people.
Yeah.
And you're like living with them because you're in boarding school. So yeah. you don't have to. So then I came here and then I had to make, I was like kind of like, you would think I was autistic, but it's because I just didn't have the, it's me. I didn't have like the social understanding in America. So then you're just kind of like saying whatever you want because you don't.
Like mean? Accidentally mean?
Yes, like accidentally mean a lot.
You're still like that.
Yeah, I'm still like that. Because I was like, you know what? I kind of, this is just how I am.
Yeah.
But when you're not making friends, it doesn't matter because everyone knows that's how you are.
Right.
And then when you have to come here and you have to make friends, you're like, you actually have to be nice. So then up front, I am really nice. Like people are always like, oh, I thought you were such a, like a sweet person. And then they get to know you and they're like, oh, you're like this, you know?
That's the other way for me. People always think I'm a huge bitch and then they meet me and they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're a very nice person.
But people think I'm hate them at first. But I'm like, that's because I'm so distracted. I'm not even seeing what's in front of me. People are like, I said hi to you. I'm like,
I don't even know.
Yeah, it's true. I'll just walk by people because I'm so in my head.
Yeah.
So, and then you moved here. How did you make friends? You went to, what grade is that? 8th grade?
Yeah, it was, I did 7th grade again.
Where'd they move to?
Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, they already had, like, my mom's sister had been, she'd gone to college here, so she'd been living there for a while.
So you lived in Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah, outside. I moved to, like, the suburbs of Georgia when I first moved here, and then,
Was it like a crazy culture shock? Was it weird?
It was. Like the biggest thing was like no one walked anywhere.
Oh.
And I was like, so everything felt so, you were so removed from everyone. Like you never saw people unless you went to school or a grocery store.
Because you came from a little hut village.
Yeah. Because like in Nepal, we always saw people. Like you were constantly, you know, surrounded by people. And then it felt like, it was like lonely. And then also kids are mean, but I was so like, I did not understand when they were being mean.
Yeah.
I was so in my own world.
Did you have siblings with you?
I have a sister.
Was she with you?
Yeah.
She moved with you?
Yeah.
And stayed there?
Yeah.
She was in Nepal at the boarding school you were
at? Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So we're like very tight.
How old is she?
She's like 18 months older than me.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're like pretty much the same age, just...
Oh, wow. Close. You guys moved and then you both were like, you were in it together where you're like,
yeah,
people are being mean to us.
Yes.
And you don't know it. And they're just like picking on
you. Yeah. I think she had like a better awareness of like stuff.
Yeah.
But then we were both like, then when we went to high school, we both went to like magnet schools where like you get bussed in and stuff.
Yeah.
And that was a lot easier because it was more like nerdy kids who valued you for nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
And we were better at that. Than being in middle school where kids are like...
The clothes you're wearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even know where an Abercrombie is.
Yeah.
Like, I literally could not tell you where the closest Abercrombie was. Because I didn't really know there was a mall.
Yeah.
And my parents didn't know there was a mall. So then we were like,
you gotta know about the mall.
I have no idea where you guys are getting these clothes. And I don't know how to participate in this.
Mall is crucial.
So then we were like, I think it took me a year to figure out where the mall was. And that's
where Abercrombie is. Were you dressing like a little freak?
No, we were like dressing, because in Nepal you just wear like, well, we had a uniform at school, but our uniform was like whatever a Catholic girl's uniform is.
Yeah.
But then you just wear pants and shirts. So we're just wearing.
But you didn't
normal.
Have cool clothes.
We had, yes, we didn't have cool, like we did not have, I did not know.
Because you didn't know what
Hollister,
they were.
Yeah, whatever that is. But then at the time I was like, I don't think those look cool.
No.
Yeah. So then I was like, I don't even want to wear that. So then even when I found out, I was like, I'm not wearing that. I don't really like it.
I couldn't fit it. They actually didn't make the size. They really didn't. Hollister physically did not have my size. Like, my friends would go in and I would just wait. I'd be like, they did not. Their pants didn't get to a size
what?
14 or whatever I was. That was huge. Hot Topic, though.
Hot Topic.
Yes. Even it was like you had to do like 2X.
I was like doing Walmart.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, Walmart has all
the
clothes
I need. I did a lot of Joe Boxer. Yeah. Wait, so were you bullied by kids?
Not really. I think they tried to bully me, and then I think they were like,
you
know,
were one of the kids who they would be like, who
like,
they'd
like
make fun of you.
Like,
and you'd...
like they'd be like, oh, your lunch smells crazy. And then I would be like,
it does smell crazy.
Because I was like, yeah, it's like a kind of like a fact that whatever I'm bringing here does smell crazy.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, it does. And then,
like,
so then it'd
it.
Be like, okay. Right?
Glad we all
That's
agree.
Over. So.
And then were you like, did you like meet boys? Were you a boy girl or did you wait till forever?
No, boys were like, because I guess I never really knew boys because I was in an all girl school. So
in America
only boys,
also.
Well, yeah, here I met boys. And then I was like, boys just felt just kind of, I think I'm like pretty good with boys just because like, I think at an all-girl school, everyone's kind of gay. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's, like, kind of gay and kind of butch because, like, you're all sort of doing, like, you are your boys.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are all boys
yeah.
in a way. And so...
Well, you don't have the femininity competition.
Yes, you don't have that.
For the boys.
And you really just kind of have, like, a tough girl competition in a weird
yeah.
way. Because it doesn't pay to be, like, I have bows.
Yes.
It pays a lot more to be like, I'm really good at basketball.
Yeah.
Because then
suddenly
everyone's
like, no boy
like,
is being like, she has the hot bows. I'm
yes.
gonna, yeah.
No one, there is no one watching you.
Yeah.
So then as there's no male gaze. So it's very interesting. I think about it now and I'm like, when you're in an all-girls school, the smartest person you know is a girl. And the most athletic person you know is a girl. And like, the best at anything you know is a girl.
Yeah.
So you just grow up thinking like, girls.
Yeah.
Like, girls do everything. And
yeah.
so when I came here, I was like, it didn't, like, the sexism of things didn't make sense to me. And I was like, so it was, I didn't think of boys as a separate creature as much as I was just like, these
the
are just one
creature.
Of the girls. Yeah, they're just girls, you know.
Oh, interesting.
We're all girls.
When did you start dating boys?
I guess like in high school, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go through a gay phase? A gaze?
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
Well, like recently.
Recently?
Like, yeah, like. Two years ago.
How did it go?
Just hooking up with a lot of girls and being like, all right, you know,
but
just going good. Going on dates. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
do you prefer
going on
it?
Dates with
or
girls.
Both?
It was weird. I think like going on a date with a girl felt a lot more like with a guy, you can kind of manipulate them really
easily. Of course.
And with a girl, it felt like I couldn't.
Yeah.
And manipulate's such a bad word for it, I think. But
there has to be a better word.
There has to be a better word for what we're doing.
Because we're not trying to alter. Manipulate sounds like I'm trying to make you be
yes.
a certain way. I think the word is, it's more like trick.
Yes.
It's more like get them
you
to think
you. You have your little tricks.
Mystify.
Like, yes, exactly.
Yes.
You have like your little, like, you know, you have like I have a very specific like, here I am kind of seems tough. And then you give them a little morsel of like, and here's a little sweetie.
And
you know?
Nag a lot.
And then
that
you
is your move.
Take it back. And then you nag. And then you take back those like, it's a back and forth. But with girls, it's like, I'm not going to nag a girl. That's crazy.
Well, then she'll just, yeah, she'll say you're like gaslighting
yes.
her or something.
Yeah. And I'm like, I was like, this is like scary.
Have you ever nagged a girl though? It's super dangerous because they will get hooked.
I have not.
I've been like at meet and greets and girls have come up to me to try and hit on me. And I've been like, you're stupid and dumb and ugly. Get away from me. And they will.
They love it.
It's like fucked up. I'm like, dude, this is not.
I think that's so crazy because if a guy says something like that to me, I'm like, oh, OK. Like, you're not interested. So I'm not interested. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But some girls have that where they're like, if you're not interested, I am way more interested.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it feels like guys will come up to the meet and greet, hit on me, and I'll be like, nah. Yeah. And they'll be like, absolutely. And yeah. they'll go away. Girls, I'll be like, nah. And they'll be like, yeah. no, but you will. And yeah. I'm like, this is scarier than the guy.
They are way bolder. Like, I got a message on, like, whatever, like, Bumble or whatever I was using at the time. Okay, Hinge. And this girl who I thought was so fucking hot, was like, okay, I want to like see you, whatever. But for the month of January, I'm doing like basically she was like, I can't have sex for January because I had so much sex in December. And I was like, if a guy messaged me this, I would immediately be like, who the fuck do you think you yeah, are that totally. We're going to fuck immediately?
Yeah.
But this girl, I was like, I would love to see you in February.
That's so funny. That's so yeah. funny. Yeah, totally. If a man was like, I had so much sex, I yes. can't have sex, you'd be like, that's disgusting.
That, I was like, yeah, that's disgusting. And we're not going to have sex.
Yeah.
Would be my response.
Yeah.
But with a girl, I was like, oh, cool. That sounds awesome.
I'll wait in line. What is your definition of hot? What's the type of hot you like? Masculine or feminine?
She was, I guess, like feminine.
Has to be with Tommy as your boyfriend.
Yes. we're talking the other day about like, I don't know how this came up, but we're grouping people. And I was like Jordan, Caitlin, Emma, Tommy. I was like, yeah. That's one group of people.
Lesbians. Yes. Yes, totally.
Lesbians.
Yeah. It's like you, Rosebud.
Yeah.
What group would you be in?
Me, Rosebud. Me and Rosebud, very
similar.
Similar people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Even with the boyfriends.
Yes.
Andy and Tommy.
The other night, wait, you were there.
That was crazy.
That was so crazy.
I was sitting probably this far away from you. There's a table of people. I'm looking like through people at you and I'm trying to get Tommy's attention to tell him, to ask him if he's up before me or something.
You go, Tommy.
I go, Tommy, Tommy.
Why is he not listening to her?
You grab Andy's head like this.
Yeah.
Like this.
Turn it to you.
Turn it. And then I was only looking at you.
Didn't even look at him when I did that.
No. Just grabbed his head and went, Tommy, faced it towards me. And then I like move and behind somebody else, I see that it's not Tommy, but it's Andy Haynes. And I was like, oh my. And Andy was just like this. And I was like, why are you letting her do this? And then I see you go like this. Oh,
I was like, oh my God.
It was like he was so used to it. He yes. was just like, turn my head. A woman telling me where to look. Yeah. 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 How did you decide to go boyfriend and not girlfriend? Because ultimately,
I let decisions happen for me a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm like, let's just see, you know.
Do you think about it? Are you like, what if I want to be with women and not men?
I do think about it, but I'm also like, I guess like I don't have the experience of being in a relationship with a woman. So it's just like hooking up. And so then I'm like, well, I don't know what I am missing. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like harder to compare when you're like, I don't know if I would.
The problem with hooking up with women for me is they get so, it's like we're doing the same dance.
Yeah, it's okay. Then I thought about like my girlfriends, like just friends that are girls. And I was like, they are also scarier to me because they also see through.
Yeah.
Like your whole charade.
Yeah.
And guy friends don't really, you yeah. know? And so totally. Then I was like, if I thought about that, that would be hard to be in a relationship with.
With somebody who knew.
Yes. Who knows the little moves and like the charade of like, you know.
Yeah, somebody who could easily just be like, I see what you're doing here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's just terrifying.
I
don't want to be seen. What?
Yeah.
I want to be admired.
I don't want to be seen accurately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be admired from far away, and then I show you when I'm ready to show you things. You know?
That's been the whole issue with the person I'm dating is it's so, see?
Uh-huh.
And I can switch into, because I'm a love addict, I can switch into rose-colored glasses and uh-huh. be like, meh. But he just like knows me very well and is just like, I see what's going on here. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah, yeah.
And that a lot of times I'm like stop seeing it so yeah. well. And but it is, I think I ultimately do like that, because when I've been in relationships where the guy is just like, I'm totally distracted yeah. by tits and ass, I lose all respect for them. And yes, I'm like, yes, I hate yes. you.
It's like when you text your girlfriend something passive aggressive, they know. And then they text you something passive aggressive and you show a guy, they'll be like, what? That sounds like a normal conversation. Yeah. I'm like, you have no idea what's going on
yeah.
here.
If you don't see how rude the period yes. is. Yeah.
But that would be a relation. That would be in a relationship. That sounds so hard.
Well, I will say the counter of that is the happiest couple I know is two of my moms.
Right.
And one of them just, I mean, is a guy and the other one is a girly girl. And yeah. the, you know, Donna is like, let's have sex. Michelle is like, I got to get stuff done. Like, it's very much yeah, like yeah. that. And they'll suffer through their periods together. Like, it's pretty great.
Yeah. But and there people is, do fall into, you start just being open with your partner after a while. You're not like always playing games, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
There's some level of the game playing. I think that when I, have you ever seen a couple that they're both femme? And they're in the audience. Have you ever had that?
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we're dating. And yeah. I'm like, no, you're not. You're not. Whatever. I don't know who this is for. I don't know what OnlyFans you guys are running, yeah. but I don't fucking buy it. You guys are going home at night sharing purses. Like, get the yeah. fuck out of here.
There's no way.
It's crazy. Like, there's got to be one person who's like, I don't even know what a purse yes, does.
Because yeah. I feel like I'm the boy in my relationship Same. No yeah. matter what.
Always.
No matter yeah. what the other gender is, I'm the boy and you're the girl.
Right. Yes. And that's good because yes. it creates like a disconnect.
Harmony.
Yes.
There's harmony in a weird way.
Yes. There's harmony because there's like, I don't know why you're doing that, yeah. but that's interesting to yes. me. But yeah, the idea of, I mean, that's, I think my dad thought he could get away with that with my mom, where he was like, I found a hot woman who's just like a dude. And it was, I always want to be like, Dad, did you really think that was going to last forever? You guys like shared clothes, had the same haircut, both did carpentry, like yes. obviously that can't last. Obviously that's yeah. the best because you get to just fuck one of yes. your guy friends
yeah.
who has a vagina.
Yeah,
but no way does
and
that
they're
last.
Hot and it's like, oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's great. Ideal.
No idea what's coming.
But that's
for
what
you.
People think about me. They're like, I'm gonna get in a relationship with her, she's gonna be cool yeah. chill. And I'm like, no, I got ovaries, dude. I'm gonna flip out at yes. weird shit.
I'm gonna be crying at a random thing.
Yeah.
But honestly, yeah, when you're the guy in a relationship, they're crying a lot more than you are crying. I feel like the guy's crying a lot more than I'm crying.
I date a guy who does not cry. Cannot cry. Cannot. I've tried.
Cannot?
Won't.
What do you mean?
I've never seen it. Will never see it. Been years. I cry all the time. But that's what I need. I have to, or else I do end up being the masculine one. And then I have to basically, when I've dated dudes where I really am the man and they're the woman,
yeah,
I become abusive.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you run the risk of. Yes, yes. Yeah, totally.
I wouldn't call it abusive.
I've yeah. only with alcohol around, but now without it, nothing.
Yeah.
But also there is a it's like if I'm gonna be in that dynamic where yeah. I'm the one being like, you're a little bitch, they have to like be doing well. But yeah, in my yeah. past it was like I was doing better than them, they weren't doing that well, and I was like, you're a little bitch. Yeah, yeah. That doesn't work.
Yeah, that doesn't work. They have to bring something in. Like,
yeah.
It's honestly nice when they bring in emotions to my life because I'm like,
you're emotionless.
I need this.
But what
from
were
someone.
We talking about once where I was like, oh, you do have emotions? It was something you were getting.
Well, it's not a good sign that you're like, what was that
what
one
was
time?
What was that one time?
Oh, maybe she does have emotions.
It was something you got mad about that he said.
Oh, he didn't text me for New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Yes.
He didn't text you for New Year's Eve.
Yes.
And that really bothered you.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, I'm that same way. And yes. it blew my mind that you
yeah.
were the same way. So you have it in there.
I have it in me.
And you have a joke where you go, he said, you're so beautiful. Has anybody ever told you that? And yeah. you're like, what do you think? You're just a, what do you say? You're just
quirky
a quirky guy.
Bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I love that joke because it's so true because they're trying to say something so nice. And you're yeah. like, how do you not
like,
see?
How does this?
Obviously, that's my favorite joke of yours. That's so good. Yeah, where you say an Indian man yeah. has friended me on Facebook. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I have to go do this voiceover. That was so great.
That was so fun. I know.
What a great guest you
Talking
were. It's
you
exactly
so
what I want the podcast to be. Fun, but also dark and fucked up. I yes. love suicidal stuff. It's great. Happy you could. Do you want to plug anything? Do you have any? You have a You have a amazing special produced by Don't Tell that's on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Ignore the Monster Energy drinks.
Yes, ignore all the Monster Energy drinks. And then, I don't know, I have shows. You can go on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Casey Shornima.
Casey Shornima. She writes for SNL shows. For the, what's it called?
Weekend Update.
Weekend Update, which is the only part I like. And she's incredibly good at comedy. She's a regular at the Comedy Cellar, but you should go watch that special. It's very good.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.